last time on Paint It Black.
Damn it, cats. Well, I had to go dark. I don't want to do the diddling thing. I've been doing that too much, you know.
You do a lot of diddling.
Yeah, please stop diddling.
What was
the Million Sleeveless March?
Yeah. They were called the Farmer's Tan Walk. It was actually in the 60s. It actually took a lot of coverage off of the Civil Rights Walk. They're like, what's this whole like Farmer's Tan Walk about? And everyone's like, what are you marching for? It's like, I don't want to pay for the fabric. And then at the end, it's just Martin Luther King going, believe his bullshit. Ain't that a bitch?
Yo, if you want to do this shit in my bedroom, then we can just get it on.
Are you ready, boys? We're going to do this podcast now.
You've heard about double bass before, but...
You ever hear about double ace?
Ladies and gentlemen, Arnold Schwarzenegger has joined us.
He's smart. They're full of shit.
The
shitholes.
Lots of shitholes. Dude, right now Dave is like,
can't do the shithole.
Right now, I'm fucking
slut. I want Garfield 7 times. I want you for better or worse.
Bring back Ziggy.
Where's my family circus?
Bring back Bazooka Joe.
For every no hour I jokes. Don't get a Ziggy, people will die. I'm a man of my word.
Bring back your horoscopes.
Where's my junior jumble?
What?
This is how crazy Family Circus has made me.
Welcome back to the Weekend Review of Paint It Black, starring Luffy Garou, Brian Katz, and your host, Peter Berg.
I gotta say, I'm consistently impressed every time Brian nails that on the first take.
It's doing good.
First time is the best time, baby.
I'm a little upset there's no fucking St. Patrick's Day music.
Oh, wait for it.
So now you can do music, fucker?
It was I gotta say, last week we had a pretty good musical interlude.
Yeah, yeah.
You got your wish. Are you happy yet?
All right, now I can just kill that whole thing.
Yeah, but like...
Yeah, it's dead?
Yeah.
We're good? He asked for St. Patrick's Day.
Dude, you killed it like 4 episodes ago.
No, we actually had a semi-successful one.
Yeah.
I really want to credit Greg to a lot of it.
Yeah, well, yeah. It helps to have an actual musician.
Lou, a bitch.
Fuck you.
Lou's more of a mouth musician, if you get what I mean.
Yeah, but I mean, Bismarck,
he
made a whole career
skin
out of
flute.
It.
Was that a blowjob joke?
Plays the throat horn. Yeah.
The male organ.
Anyway, Painted Black Podcast. I'm Pete. That's Brian.
What's good?
There's Lou.
What up?
We got Ken back.
The diddler.
The diddler.
The diddling pope.
That was a typo. It's the fiddler.
The fiddler. Fiddler. And joining us this week, again, the host of the recently relaunched A-Squad podcast, we got Dan.
Hey, how's it going? What's cracking, fam?
We finished recording one of your shows.
We did.
Thought it went well.
It was a good one. They're all good. They're all better than this.
Of course. You want a real show.
That's getting cut out. I'm going to replace it with like a...
Lou's smoking hot.
They're all Lou's smoking hot.
Oh, Lou.
It's like he was about to say all of us are smoking hot, and you just caught his eye. You're like, they're all Lou's smoking hot.
What can
Speaking
I say,
Speaking
of
someone who also does some editing for his show...
There's a cop waiting for me to come in.
Nice, Lou.
That was live.
I hope that came across on the audio.
Yeah. Oh, it definitely did. I heard it. Crystal clear. If you all didn't hear it in TV land over there.
Right.
In TV land.
Yeah, it's expression. Yeah. If there's a cock.
About TV.
Yes.
Podcasting.
Oh,
you know what, Dan? Fuck your cause. I'm back on Lou's bandwagon. Yeah.
I said it before, I'll say it again. When Dan shows up, it's trouble in podcast land. Oh, he just rips everyone a new one.
Oh, no. Dan's back.
Yeah, Brian looks intimidated. And I can no longer take Ken seriously when he's sitting in front of his own poster.
Like, I want to know why Lou drew me so, like, svelte and fucking jacked.
He's a man. You got those Gaston pecs.
Yo, he drew me, like, Shrek-looking, like, bro. He gave me, like, a completely ripped body and.
Well, you're wearing the hat from the wizard from Final Fantasy too, like the mushroom hat.
It's like Gandalf's hat.
Yeah. Oh, like that motherfucker from He-Man.
Yeah, check it, Orko. Yeah.
And I got like Frodo's clothes on, bro.
You look straight up. You're the Shire Diddler.
You've been mining all day.
Dude. You've been touching Merry and Pippin inappropriately.
Yeah. Like, do you guys even know anything about the OK Corral?
Also, you guys decided to print this poster, which looks nice. But I guess you didn't spell check this. Ken, space, comma, space, the diddler. It's not down, guys.
If you want to see it, go to the comma Facebook page, by the way.
English is not Lou's strong point.
I just make it to pictures.
Okay?
Just make it to pictures.
Back in the old country, we just draw.
Yeah.
Oh, God, man.
We had no text.
We just drew.
Why'd you even draw that, Lou?
That was commissioned by yours truly.
How'd you get paid?
In beers.
Here's a cop. Wait for me. I'm in.
That's exactly right.
Well done. That's a well-timed draw.
Thank you.
How was everyone's week?
It was good.
Nothing funny to report, I assume. I ask this every week, and it gets cut every week because nobody has anything.
Yo, dude, that's the first thing that Lou does when you ask that question. Cause the whole
you know why? Because you motherfuckers tell me funny stories all week, and then we get to showtime, and you're like, nothing.
We should do
blame
jokes.
Blame us!
Yeah. We should do jokes. Have a little homework for jokes.
Look, stop introing boring, man. What are you talking about?
You fucking tell your Atlantic City stories on the show, motherfucker.
You know what? You meant to tell a story like a few weeks back about some dude who told you that he had lived past lives and shit.
Oh my God, yeah.
Oh, we never got
Yeah, we never got around to that.
So this guy, we were just BSing and then we were talking about like how it messed up. Like,
how'd you meet this guy?
He works with
Match.com?
Grindr.
No, yeah, no. After we had sex, I was just talking to him. And,
It was cuddle talk?
All right, so can you get all the gay jokes out now that I said that? All right.
Yeah.
Okay. So basically, we were just BSing, and he was telling...
I'm sorry. I should just leave the room, and you guys can restart the episode.
They were spooning, and then he
whispers... As I was about to come, looking into his eyes...
Please tell us.
This conversation...
I'm actually interested.
People are more honest when they're naked, though.
Yeah.
You know, this is what we call pillow talk.
Yeah. So this guy was like, hey, you know, I said that I'm an atheist. I don't believe in God or anything like that. And he's like, oh, and me either. I'm not an atheist, though. I believe in, like, past lives. And I was like, oh, yeah? He's like... And he proceeded to tell me all his, like, the past lives that he knew about, at least. He's like, well, I was on the Titanic. I died, my family
How
lived.
How did he find them out?
Look, he's a liar.
No, but I'm saying, like, did he just close his eyes
Wait
and
a
feel
minute.
It?
Hold on a second. How can you just flat out say that he's a liar? How do you know he's a liar?
Because everything he mentioned to me was a famous point in history.
Are you God or the Pope?
I was once George Washington.
It was never, like, the third... To last guy, I was just a farmer.
Yeah,
right. Like
I shoveled dung in a stable.
Like,
somewhere.
I was drinking a flask of wine as Mount Vesuvius blew.
Yeah, like,
right.
He said he was.
He
on...
for real said that.
Yeah.
No, he said he was.
That
on
was
the
that's
Titanic.
Kind of a gay reference in itself.
Yeah.
Did you hold on, guy? No.
Yo, he could have been the guy washing the underpants on the Titanic, though. He didn't specify who the
Dude,
fuck
he
was.
He was a passenger. His pants.
Still.
He was like. He was like. I was Leonardo DiCaprio.
My name was Jack, and I fell in love with Rose.
Rose.
We get it, man.
He gave himself a good life. Like, all right, good. What
he also said that. He is Wiccan, and that he was burned at the stake. Guess
like
where, guys?
Like my patio
Salem?
Furniture?
Guess what?
Like my
what
patio
century?
Furniture is made of? Wiccan?
Yes.
The 21st century.
Close. It was the 16th century when all that shit was going on.
Well, I just thought it would be a little bit
close enough.
I thought it would be a little bit interesting.
500 years old.
If he got
that's
burned
fine.
In like
no, that's, you're missing my point. It's like famous moments. Like, I was in that horse in Troy. Like, yeah, of course you were, guy. Like,
right. You want to know what
in I In my always, past life, I was Seabiscuit.
You know what I always wondered about people who believe in reincarnation? Like, the bodies are still there. You know what I'm saying? Like, what if he just went to where he was buried?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be weird? Mm. Could his soul jump back into that
dead
body?
Dan. He's either wrong or a liar.
But if there were so many souls in the world...
There's a third possibility where he's right.
All right, so what happens if a dude comes up to you and is like, all right, so I had these past lives. Last life, I was just some nigga digging a ditch and a rock hit my head.
I'm like, tell me about
it. I might believe that.
Yeah, like, would you be like, okay.
He's like, I ate worms.
I'm on
like,
board.
Oh, really? Like, right. That's weird.
As long as you're not claiming to be Ben Franklin or
right. Anything. He's like, no, I just made big rocks into little rocks.
What am
I
past
like,
lives?
Yeah, I was not a man of principle when... Whenever I saw some dangerous shit going, I kind of turned the other way. I died at around 60 of a heart attack. I like bacon.
Can you at least carry
fled.
Over to this life? I still enjoy bacon today.
Right.
I fled the war of 1812.
I was an American merchant during World War II.
Yeah.
In Japan, actually. But how do you know what goes on after somebody dies? Like, I don't know what goes on.
God,
this guy could have been. He could have been in every war. Who fucking knows?
I would have ruined his shit though. I would have said, all right, so you went from dying on the Titanic, crashing the Hindenburg, doing whatever you do, and now you make copies in New York City.
Do what you like.
Can anyone, though, give me, like, oh, man, I was at the theater when Lincoln got shot the day before. Like, I was
John
Wilkes. It was a really good show. Yeah. I really upset that Abe Lincoln got shot in the middle of third act.
I was John Wilkes Booth stand-in. If only it got to me, right?
Wasn't he the stand-in? Isn't that the deal?
He was like a model actor or some shit, right?
Right? Am I
taking most of my John Wilkes Booth backstory on
Zoolander.
Zoolander,
yeah. Right? Yeah. So we're both on the same page.
He was a male model, correct?
The only thing I know that John Wilkes Booth definitely did was shoot Abe Lincoln. Other than that, I don't know. I heard he never got caught.
I heard he only had one look also.
He couldn't turn left.
He got caught. He didn't get brought in. He got fucking shot up.
They murdered.
You guys see the Zoolander thing this week, by the way?
Yeah, that was awesome.
That was great.
That was great.
It was Fashion Week in New York City, and at one of the fashion shows, I forget which, because I don't care.
It's not Fashion Week in New York City.
It's in Paris.
Every week.
Whatever it is. Weekend. But they had...
Yeah, obviously, you don't know anything about Fashion Week.
It's actually Restaurant Week in New York City.
He's just walking down the supermarket. And
well, it's Plaid Week here in March.
He sees the brawny man in the supermarket. He's like, that's a great idea.
That's how long it took to make a plaid joke, huh?
I'm sure that guy... Oh, the quicker picker-upper, I'm sure he picks up all the bitches.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I forgot. We got Hansel over here.
He's so hot right now.
But anyway, Hansel and Zoolander walked the runway at wherever the fuck Fashion
Was it actually Owen Wilson?
Yes.
Yeah, Hansel. And Ben Stiller.
And Ben Stiller. And Stiller didn't turn left. He did the whole whipper.
Shit. Keeping the character. I like it, Ben.
But he can do it now, right? That was his whole thing.
But it was their
one
way.
Look.
It was their way of announcing the sequel, which is happening, apparently.
Now, they didn't, like, drop banners and shit that said, oh, Zoolander, right? It was just, like, a cool...
No, but right after that, the studio was like, hey, guess what? We're doing this.
Cool.
Which is awful.
What?
Are you looking at the poster again?
Poster?
Yeah, you son of a bitch.
This guy's a goofy piece of shit. All
right. You want to do a show proper?
Mm-hmm.
Hit it.
Live, ladies and fellas, from the invisible airways of the Planet Pack Studios, here is the news.
Yeah, when you say hit it, I half expect, like, whoa, yeah, it takes two to make a thing go right. You know?
What?
Hit it.
Pete, please start saying the news.
Is that how you hit it?
Well, hit it. I mean, it's synonymous with that song.
I like that five guys in the room just blankly looked at one dude. And like,
did you fucking cracker-ass crackers never hear that song?
Bro, oh, because the song you sang was super hardcore.
Yeah. How many songs started song. With hit it,
just
too?
Just saying, like...
Oh, what's up? You motherfuckers don't like it takes two to make thing go right.
You honky fucks.
No.
You fucking crackers don't like CNC Music Factory?
Right.
First of all, you're the whitest guy in here.
That no. Yeah. Not according to that poster.
Yo, you didn't have those good vibrations?
Right. What are you talking about?
Informer. No, that's your homeboy.
That's my guy.
Diddling is a minority fucking crime.
It is not.
Yes, what are you talking about? Diddlers are minorities all the time.
No, yeah. That's a white crime.
Let's do
diddling
some...
is a white crime.
Let's do some news, fellas. Let's do some news.
The news is being done.
All right, I want to remind everyone before we start that Lou sends me the stories, and I'm a little worried about this one.
Ah, shit.
Because a couple Holocaust survivors...
I like it.
...started a klezmer band called the Holocaust Survivor Band.
Pretty not very original.
Right.
Yo, they got to be like 98.
Straight they're in their late 80s.
I think the youngest they can be is 98.
Just straight to the point.
Fact.
They play bar and bat mitzvahs.
Right.
Other traditional Jewish events.
What a drag, though. Like, oh, here's the Holocaust band for your bar mitzvah, right. Josh. Like,
but remember this horrible
those
shit?
Those are like more respectful than like, let's say, like a Sweet 16. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like...
Don't you
I
wanna,
can see it going down.
Don't like, you want to be the Jewish kid that can be like, yeah,
what about the DJ?
You want to be the Jewish kid that can be like, I had a Holocaust survivor die at my fucking bar mitzvah.
No, what about the DJ like who has to follow that act, though? It's just like, and that was the Holocaust band. Tonight's gonna be a good night.
It takes two to make a thing go right. No. What I'm saying, though, is like...
Tonight!
Can we get some audio on it?
What if they're really good?
They could be really good. That's what I'm saying.
Like, it's like we're the Holocaust band. Huge, awesome Seinfeld bass line. Like,
that would be sick.
They just do a full Dave Matthews jam band thing for like an hour.
I want
half.
Them to be really good. I want them to be
the
really
video.
Good.
It has very little of their actual music.
That's a shame.
I have it here. It's playing.
Are they on iTunes?
There's nothing's coming up like musically.
Are they?
I'm afraid to Google Holocaust band.
Probably going to get a lot of racist shit.
Yeah, you're going to enter a whole new scene of music.
Yeah.
All right, let's move past that because I
there's
can
no
tell
story
Lou,
at all to it.
Lou has deviant
we
plans
gonna,
for this.
I thought we were going to speculate on what the songs were.
You were.
All right. Oh, no. I'm not playing that game. I'm playing that
game. Out of here.
All right.
Little Nazi.
I tried, all right. No little.
That's
like,
why I tried to softball God. The idea in, and you didn't say shit.
No,
Pete.
Because I was at work, you son of a bitch. Little, like, inside baseball, we have a group chat going on about, like, planning the show during the day.
About, I think you're using the word baseball wrong.
This is the
wrong.
Second time he used inside baseball.
Like, what the fuck are you talking about?
That just, that means behind the scenes.
No, that does
just,
not mean
that. That's a term for behind the scenes.
I don't think so. You keep saying that term. I don't think it means what you think it
let
means.
Let me guess.
We let you pass the first time.
Hold on. Let me guess what your fucking group chat's about. Fucking gay diddler jokes and you send each other dick pics.
That's on me.
Yeah.
Well, you got the first part right.
Yeah. It's all raising his hand before the dick pic.
I spent today checking my phone from all the messages come through of how much Katz enjoys that picture of you. That's pretty much the entire morning.
The dick pic?
It was a lot of praise.
Kenny, inside purely baseball, dick pic. That is the truth.
inside baseball, yeah. Behind the scenes, that's what's going down.
Real deal inside baseball? Yeah, yeah, that's exactly what goes down.
Straight up and down, inside baseball.
Yeah, I'm the dumb one for having heard of that. All right, let's move on to the next one.
Yeah, no joke, guys.
You're the dumb one for using that.
Let's go to Ireland. Ireland fucked up because they decided to pass a law that was going to... you listen to your phone?
I was listening to the Holocaust Survivor Band.
How are they good?
And?
I'm rolling to it on my way home.
There you go.
Accordion and superstar drum, like just snare drum only. Like,
sick. I like it already.
Sick.
They do a sweet version of Chameleon Air's They See Me Rolling. Yeah. Dating.
I wish I could do a Jewish accent.
I was going to ask, can anybody do it?
Patrol. I can't do a Jew. Can't do a Jew.
Right.
Anyway, but Ireland decided to repeal the Misuse of Drugs Act from 1977, which would allow certain drugs. But the problem is, they overextended and accidentally, for the next couple days, have legalized every fucking drug.
Party over here!
With the exception of cocaine and heroin. See, I'm looking at the list of what has actually been legalized, but it's like 9 pages long and I can't pronounce half of this shit. But it's pretty much everything that ends in a Latin word. So, yeah, you could do everything.
Baratas?
You could do, yeah, baratata and all that.
Maximus.
Baratas. Quote from Game of Thrones. What's that one?
Valar Morghulis?
Yeah.
Valar
I
want to
do some Valar Morghulis. You
definitely mainline
some Valar Dohaeris.
Oh, someone's dead after that shit.
Oh, yeah.
I want gonna, to do me
gonna
some.
Me neither.
Going to do some Daenerys. Mm-hmm. Hit up a little Targaryen.
I like it. What's right. next?
No Cats wants to do some Jason Momoa.
Cats loves doing
look. You say you mock, but he's hotter as a guy than
you
she
know,
is.
Lou,
a,
I'm a straight up snort some Khal Drogo.
Any
you
other...
know, Lou would love to do some Janimus Tatumus.
Any other thoughts?
I've heard you hate on him so much. I have a theory.
What?
Oh, I want to hear it.
My theory is that you and your wife have these lists. You know, the list. And she's like...
They're hypothetical.
You're like Scarlett Johansson, Jessica Simpson...
Channing Tatum.
B. Arthur, whatever.
B. Arthur.
And she's like, all right, my three, Channing Tatum, and C. Tatum. Which means that she is actively allowed to go after him. Like
no, you even, know what?
She's and just one, like, on Friday night, she's like, Channing's been in town, I'm going to go try and find him.
And at one point, they exchanged numbers.
No, I like how you even did, like, Channing's in town, I'm going to go... find that guy.
You know what? She's actually been all about, like, up until a couple months ago, Paul Walker.
He's dead.
The dead guy?
Up until a couple months ago.
When he
that
died
was,
last
that
year?
Was her celebrity crush?
Yeah, but
who
I was
who's
like,
your celebrity crush?
I don't know. The Doctor Who all companion, right. Like, back when Matt Smith was the...
Oh, Amy Pond, whatever.
Yeah.
Karen Gillan. She was in Guardian. Guardians of the Galaxy. She was Nebula.
What was Nebula?
She was the blue woman... Gamora's sister.
Yeah. Usui Saldana's sister.
I couldn't really tell.
Yeah, let me
tell
look you at her movie. Without, like, Google her without makeup.
She looked good in that movie, and it's she was bald. Good-looking lady.
Yeah.
It's hard to pull off that look.
She's a sexy woman.
Yeah.
Did you see the first...
Scottish.
Did you see the first Resident Evil?
Yeah.
Talking to Mike,
yeah,
man.
Get closer.
All right, you saw the first Resident Evil. She has a flashback scene where she remembers her past life before the zombie outbreak. A chick walks by. That is my celebrity crush.
The girl in the red dress?
Yeah, dude.
Seriously?
You remember her?
I know.
That's my celebrity crush.
Okay.
Really?
If I could just ever knock boots with someone, it would be that chick from Game of Thrones who was supposed to be married to Joffrey. She was also in the Tudors.
Marjorie Tyrell.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She is barely
Natalie
legal.
Natalie Dormer.
For real, though? Like, I'm hearing some weird answers. Right.
You said our answers were fucking weird. What's your answer, guy?
Christina Hendricks. Game over.
Oh, shit.
I don't know who that is.
The cup bitch?
Mad Men, dude.
Oh, the big... cannon titties? Yeah, hell yeah.
Big honking boobs.
Did you say cannon titties?
Cannon titties, yes.
Whoa.
All right, hear me. All right.
And you can quote me.
We got, like... 50 more stories to get
through.
Let's
do it.
So let's do it. All right. So there's the next story. There was a big knife fight going on in Illinois.
Was it between Michael Jackson and a different dude? They were tied by the wrist?
You would actually be surprised how close you are to a correct answer. There were two guys, and they're fighting with knives. They're brothers. It got physical. They took it outside. They were both drunk, and they were stabbing the shit out of each other.
That sounds like a back of a gay porn.
You want the full deal on that? Is one of those men was the guitarist for Slipknot.
Which one?
Oh, shit.
The guy with the Kane mask. I'll pull up his picture. That one.
Oh, shit. It's Guitar Kane. Look at him.
Who even knew?
I didn't know.
To make it even funnier was, yes, it was the guitarist for Slipknot. And when they were asking him if he was going to, you know, let's take you to hospital, he says, no, I'll wait and bleed.
Nice.
They're like, whatever, sir. Would you like to go to the hospital?
No. I don't want to be left behind.
Yeah. Thank you, top comment from Reddit.
No.
Yeah. Thank you, user 556.
Son of a bitch. I hate you so much, Ken.
All right.
That's pretty much that whole story. Next one. Let's see. All right, there was a explosion at a house in Colorado that was a family home, and it's pretty easy to narrow it down to the fact that it was the husband because he previously spray-painted on the side of the house, my wife is a cheater.
So he farted?
What?
What? You got confused by your own butthole sound.
You're too fixated on one thing here.
What did you do?
There was a bomb in a house.
A house blew up and caught on fire.
I was talking about like a bomb. Like,
why would I be telling that news? Story? Why would I be telling the story?
Because we're stupid people, aren't we?
No. Do you think we are?
Dutch oven is life's death or something.
God damn it.
Wow. I'm sorry. Tell your story again.
We got to get a move on.
Are we enough into it?
Oh, yeah.
To redo the... No. We're in it.
We actually had a lot of good laughs.
All right, listen.
All right.
Follow me, bro.
I'm trying.
You listening?
Yeah, I'm listening, man.
So a house blew up.
I'm sorry.
Right. There you go.
All right.
House blew up. On the side of the house was painted in spray paint. My wife is a cheater. Guess who they're suspecting?
Her either husband or her ex-husband?
Close enough. You got it. Moving on.
The husband. Why would the ex-husband give a shit that she's cheating on anybody?
Who cares?
Maybe.
Depends how he looks at it.
Maybe if she was just like, she cheated on me first, now she's cheating on this new dude. I've had enough.
You can't double up on that.
Frank's a good dude.
I like Frank. He's got a good job.
# Frank's a good dude.
He's like, I don't know.
Frank's a good dude. All
right.
Let's go to the cutthroat world of dog things. I don't know. What do you call them? Dog shows? Pageants?
I think dog shows only happen in Mexico. I think there's dog pageants.
That's donkey shows.
Dog shows, too.
And you're thinking of Germany.
Oh.
So there's a dog named Jagger. And he's a three-year-old Irish setter.
He's got moves.
Who
like
took,
Jagger. Yeah, you know
he's got moves.
Yeah, he does.
I hate that song. Fuck you. Why did I start
You're just mad because my joke landed and yours fizzled.
No, I just started whistling because I hate that fucking song.
You're the only one that laughed at your joke.
Did I?
No. Lou.
I got some approving nods.
Was that right? Yeah.
We're on the same page.
I gave the old Chuck Norris in Dodgeball. Mm-hmm. Like, you got
That's good in podcasting form when you get the silent, like, Nod, thumbs up.
Solidarity fist.
Yeah. It was lips closed, though.
You didn't even don't you forget about me.
Everyone at the table was like Maroon 5, brother.
Dan didn't even flash a pearly white, though. That's how I know.
It didn't get instantly just shit on, though. There's no way. And I'm okay with that.
This is a harsh room tonight.
I apologize. Tough crowd.
This is way more brutal than I'm used to.
All right.
So dog show in Birmingham. For that. Birmingham.
Yeah, it's my fault. I'm sorry.
So which chick was getting fucked by the dog? Was it a German chick or a Mexican chick? Who's right?
So it's a German Shepherd or a Chihuahua?
It's the Cruft Dog Show in Birmingham, England. And this was the prize-winning dog. This was the dog to beat. Got fed a piece of poisoned steak.
Oh, that is terrible, man.
Yeah.
But like, what are you getting fed to by Snidely Whiplash?
That
like,
take the steak.
Fucking Muttley's there wheezing by him.
Like, no. Could you imagine being the guy poisoning a fucking dog so your dog could win the show?
No, I can't.
You know, it's man, crazy because these people are, I assume, dog lovers, right?
Unless it was like Dr. Like... Claw. Had some diabolical plan.
He just loves cats.
Do we have a picture of, like, brains like dead?
All I have is a picture of the dog itself.
Is it dead? Like, is it? Did it die?
That's a dead dog. Dead.
Yeah.
No, well, that dog is clearly alive.
No, but... it's dead now.
Oh, man.
What a pussy, though. He's got a cat, and he's an international villain.
Well, he's like Blofeld.
Okay, but here's my thing. If he had a cat, okay, he's a villain. But if he had, like, a bunch of pit bulls, like, you'd be like, okay, guy's a black
guy. What, like an NFL player?
No, but you might actually be like, all right, pit bulls, calm down. I'm trying to talk about dastardly things.
Right. It's because cats are self-sufficient.
They talk through everything these days.
Yeah.
You could just leave cats at home, so you could go do dastardly things for like weeks at a time. Doesn't have to come back home. Leaves a pile of food and some water. Cats take care of their own business.
Right.
All right. What's next story?
Did they?
You got
follow-up? Like look into like the second place winner? Or
big time. No, it doesn't go into who they're suspecting or anything. It just says it must be somebody who's against either dogs or dog shows.
They're not even considering the second place.
Right. It's clearly the second place guy.
Right.
It's the guy with the teacup terrier who's clearly pissed that the dog was losing. Right.
I can't believe a dog. Somebody would poison a dog. Like,
who the fuck do they have on it? James Bond or Sherlock Holmes?
Nobody. They got nobody.
They got the Pinkertons on them, bro.
Oh, the Pinkertons.
The Pinkertons.
Inspector Clouseau.
He was a myth.
No, the Scotland Yard, I guess. It says right here.
The Bobbies? Like,
the Kings. Same fuckers who legalized.
Well, it does say here that after the death of Jagger, a Scottish Terrier won. So.
And I remember the dog's true name being fucking weird.
Okay, so the dog's name was Jagger. But his pedigree name was Thendara Satisfaction.
That dog was used for sex.
That dog was used for...
I don't get it.
I'm hesitant to say it, but you got a soundbite for it. In the butthole.
You know what? Let me see what that butt's about.
All right.
I had another one too, right? Last
week? Yeah, you want to hear it?
Yeah, sure. You feel that in the back of your throat, bitch?
No, you got to fit these in. Two stories. Lose this is like having ice cream in the middle of my steak.
He has it.
Dan does not approve of your willy-nilly...
No.
Crowbar.
Right.
Try to crowbar and everything, Lou.
Listen, he asked for it. You got to give the people what they demand.
That's true. All right, what's up next?
All right. So now we go to Akron, Ohio, where there is a serial pooper on the loose.
A what?
It's serial LeBron pooper.
It's LeBron. There we go.
I saw there's that. They actually got pictures of that dude, right?
They have
dude
pictures
dude doing all the court all year.
Pull over.
This guy has been laying havoc all over town.
Laying havoc.
Literally.
Laying havoc down.
19 documented cases in one neighborhood called Castle Homes, where he's dropping poops on parked cars.
In the butthole.
There you go. That's what I'm saying.
I was waiting for that to drop.
It's like, more like it. Oh, so is he. Let's go.
He's a serial pooper.
Serial pooper, all over parked cars, even children's toys that are left in the yard, and nobody knows who he is. They have a photo of him, but nobody knows.
They have a ton of DNA evidence.
You're right. This guy must have zero priors for him to wreak havoc.
They're currently staking out wherever corn and peanuts are sold.
just dropping nutty corny loaves.
One victim is quoted saying, "This guy defecated on our vehicle eight time since last fall.
Man, it definitely lives next to that guy.
Yeah.
And the police are saying,
there's no way he's randomly walking around. It's like, I got shit on this dude's car 8 times.
Yo, where's that 84 Taurus?
But the police got a photo of the guy on, like, I guess, you know, CCTV, and they say the photo shows this guy bent over the hood, pants to ankles, defecating on the car. We need to know who this person is.
Well, that's a windshield deuce.
Yes.
That's the old Winnie Deuce.
That's a good old streaker.
It's a Winn-Dixie is instead of
a Winn-Dixie.
Yeah.
All right, so when I was in high school, I used to hang out with this kid, and he wanted to, like, play a little prank on the guys at the car wash, the Spanish guys on the car wash. So he
in the butthole.
So he ate a bunch of Ex-Lax and got up on his car and shit all over the front, like, of his car, on his windshield, like, on his hood, and then took it into the car wash. And, like, the Mexican guys wouldn't even clean it.
Damn.
They're just like, nope.
But I don't even understand why they described him as his pants down and lean. Like, they could have just said he's taking poop. Taking him from there. Like, if they're trying to tweet that information, cut all that out.
There's 140 characters you have to deal
with
here.
Right.
He obviously had his pants
down. Right, that's what I'm saying. He was squatting, you know, pants down. I mean, come on.
Yeah, this is the guy who's pooping.
Yeah, the guy who's pooping.
All right. Ready for the next one?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, Ken, you'll appreciate this.
Nah, I already don't.
Nah. Oh no!
You fucking did.
Damn! All
right,
I'm just busting.
So in Arizona, there's a couple guys. They're fleeing from the police, right? They got a lot of weed in their car, and they start whipping bricks of weed out their car to get away and dispose of the evidence. Cops eventually catch them, get them for pot dealing. They go back, circle around, try to pick up all those bricks. Guess what?
Something ate it.
Gonzo.
Turns out.
Cops have nets on the side of the cars.
Turns out a lot of people like weed.
Turns out that a lot of people like weed. You pretty much nailed it.
Yeah. They're like, oh, bales of weed. If I drove by that on the road, I'd be like, like right into reverse.
The picture legit looks like
Ben is like the Michael Winslow of this podcast right now. He's like,
yeah.
He's doing a reverse.
But the picture legit looks like a hay bale. It's just green.
Yeah, it's a green hay bale.
Yeah, that's about nine pounds of weed, bud.
Yeah.
And the guys were claiming that they were given $1,000 to transport an unknown package across state lines. Turns out that was a bunch of weed that they knew about. And yeah, a bunch of people caught it.
That's what's up.
Free
not the government.
It makes sure, I want to bring this up, it makes sure to say that it wasn't good weed.
It was that swag?
The article actually says, not particularly good weed. Free weed is free weed.
I want to see on World Star, like, the two people who happen to see it that don't know each other, and just, like, the epic fight over 9 pounds of weed. Yeah.
And that third person who filmed it. Yeah. It's like, World Star! World Star! That's how we do an SEE.
And that's all fun and games until the cartel comes looking for their fucking shit.
Yeah. Yo, Joe has come. They're looking for that money.
Yeah.
All right.
What's up next?
All right. We got two animal stories coming up here. We got a badger and a raccoon.
Give me the raccoon one first.
Mm-hmm. You want the raccoon first?
I want the raccoon first.
Okay.
They're cute.
Mm-hmm. Are they?
They are pretty cute.
They are
cute. So this is a story of a rabid raccoon who invaded the home of a 75-year-old woman. So she choked the life out of this animal.
Time out. I think the four of us definitely thought the raccoon was the felonious person.
No. Yeah. No.
We all thought the raccoon ran in there.
Yeah.
It was like
doing wild things.
Yeah. Like, when you were telling the story, we definitely all thought the raccoon was the bad guy.
I'm going to give you the short notes of this story. The raccoon got in the house. Woman was terrified. It was rabid. So she did what any normal person would do, which is choke the ever-living shit out of this thing.
No, because if I had a coon in my house, I would definitely call the cops.
I feel like with you, it means a different thing.
No. No, we're talking about raccoons, right?
If you had a coon,
I would just shoot out with a broom. No, like, I would choke the shit out of a raccoon.
Yeah. Yo, you'd be like, shoo, shoo. And
if a coon breaks into your house, you gotta shoot it.
Cats would get the noose. Actually,
I can't get down on this type of
And joke. Actually, in Florida, it's called the stand your ground law. You can, shoot against any coon you want to in Florida.
What are you? I'm saying, if a rabid animal breaks into your home.
Yeah. Now that's racist. A rabid animal?
A raccoon. Rabid animal.
They actually don't appreciate you calling rabbit.
I hate those little furry
I do don't like them either.
Cats would rally the posse to get rid of that coon.
No. Whoa. I actually did hear that raccoons are deathly afraid of burning teas.
Oh. The only dark I like is when I turn off the lights. The only hood I love is pointy and white. Can't trust you if I can't see your face at night.
Well, yeah.
I think we all know who we're talking
because they know it stands for time to leave.
No tea.
Yeah.
That's Brian's raccoon hunting song.
It's the upside down sword. You want the fucking the fire away from you. You poke the fire.
It's called the
them.
Unsheathed sword.
Yeah, dude. Come on. Everyone knows that.
We all know.
All right, so this old broad trucked the shit out of a raccoon.
That's pretty much the story. You want another animal story?
Let's do it.
Yeah.
We got one more. Stockholm, Sweden. A woman was trapped in her hotel room after a stressed out badger refused to let her leave.
Badgers are vicious.
Well, did she eventually end up falling in love with the badger?
No, this was... I don't know if it's a honey badger, but it's a pretty badass badger.
No, but like, we're talking about Stockholm.
Regular badgers.
All right.
I see what you're doing there.
Took a minute, but yeah, I'm went there with you.
It was a slow build.
Regular badgers are fucking bad motherfuckers.
Badgers are bastards, man. Yeah, dude, they're bad little fuckers. Tough. So the thing showed up at like 5.
Drunk.
Just, drunk.
Shouting out.
It was screaming for
it. It got like uncomfortably racist.
It smelled like Chewbacca.
Calm down, badger.
Oh, badger.
Stop dropping those inbounds there, badger.
Well, then.
Racist badgers.
They kind of summed up the whole thing.
Well, how'd they get rid of it? It just went on its own accord?
It went on its own accord. It was like.
I don't understand. Do you just have the headlines of these stories? Right. It's
like, yo, he wants you to fill in the blanks. I'll finish the story here. The cops came.
Badger breaks into the home. That's really all.
Here's the end of the story.
What's the old next story?
That's it for the.
Oh, Balderdash.
Balderdash.
All right, Luke, play your 25-minute intro. Let's do it.
How do you like this?
Do it. Hell yeah. Is this Immigrant Song?
No.
You can dance if you want to.
You need to bob your head to this shit?
I like it.
Come from the end.
I don't see where it has anything to do with Balderdash.
Balderdash. There you go, nigga.
You asked for it. Luke. You got it.
Don't challenge him. You know what? I'm just going to go ahead and put this right here.
What's that?
That's for everybody.
All right.
I like
you guys ready?
Let's do it, Lou.
Yeah.
You guys know how to play the game?
I know how to play the game.
Yeah. I'm going
to
ask you guys a series of questions, and you're going to have to come up with the best answer. Might not be right, but
it's
best
one. Never right.
I'm in a good place right now. I definitely can answer it.
The best one, regardless if it's right or not, is going to get a point.
Let's go.
Yeah. Let's start with Kenny.
Kenny.
Carrawitchit. What does that mean?
Carrawitchit.
Is that a name, or is that like a word?
It's a word, if you want to take a look at it.
Carrawitchit.
Carrawitchit. It's what the beer company is now using. It's a fucking biodegradable widget, and it's made of carrots.
Widget's not a biodegradable thing.
It is now. It's a carrot widget. Right, it's a carrot widget.
We're entering a new age, man. Yeah. It's all sorts of shit. All right. Brian, what do you think Carrawitchit is?
Carrawitchit?
Widget.
Carrawitchit is, man... I don't know, some Sex in the City bullshit.
I like it.
I'm good. That's no explanation about it.
Damn.
I don't know, man. Fuck you, Lou.
Carrawitchit. Dan wins.
Good answer.
Fuck you, Lou. All right, I see.
Pete?
No, it's the poor man's polo. You play with like shitty garbage cans and shit. And just like, man, that's
discarded
like,
putters.
Yeah, like you see like discarded shitty putters that people throw in the trash.
And tennis rackets with holes in them.
They're like, it's over in England. It's huge with just very, very
poor low class, dirty, dusty blazes.
They're like that guy. I bet that guy plays Carrawitchit.
What is it, Carrawitchit?
Top Carrawitchit in the country.
Yeah. Yeah, Carrawitchit.
Carrawitchit is the unrespected fifth house of the Harry Potter universe, which is the lesbian dorm room.
I figured that'd be the most popular house.
Yeah. We don't want to get a Carrawitchit party.
Believe that.
All right, the real answer?
Mm-hmm.
A puzzling question.
Oh, all right.
I'm going to give that point to Brian.
I don't remember Brian's.
What was Brian's?
I don't know. It was like...
Some Sex in the City bullshit.
Yeah.
Damn, Lou. Why don't you just suck his dick?
All right. Katz is going first.
That's it.
Eddie Polo. What's he famous for?
Eddie Polo?
Yeah.
His Jean-Paul Polo's unsuccessful brother.
Who's Jean-Paul Polo?
Yeah. That motherfucker who made the Polo.
That's Ralph Lauren made the Polo.
No, Ralph Lauren has a fucking brand called Polo. He invented the Polo. I'm talking about the guy who invented, like, no sleeves collar shirt.
All right. How you deal with it?
You've got all the facts on no sleeves shirts. Right.
I'm like Mackie.
How you deal with it?
All right, Dan, you're up. Eddie Polo.
He's a guy who invented the poor man's carrot widget. He invented carrot widget.
Poor.
In my world, carrot widget, I won that, and it's the game in England.
I dig it. Pete?
He's the man who assassinated Ralph Lauren. Stole the credit for the Polo.
Got tired of it.
He stole it. He popped it twice, grabbed it.
Got tired of that joke. Yo, you wearing your Polo shirt?
You even gave the
yeah,
full
they're all
life.
Polo shirts, motherfucker.
No, he's the first guy to successfully pull off the Houdini.
By Houdini, snap. You mean?
I know what he means.
Yeah, dude.
It's when you bang a girl from behind and then pull out. Your boy pulls in. You walk around to the window.
Oh, that one?
You wave at her.
Also known as a ghost, though.
A poltergeist.
I know that as a phantom.
Yeah.
All right, you know, I think I'm going to give that one to Dan for the man who invented carrot widget.
Thank you. They're all gonna be like that.
You gotta follow the same go, you know, the same route.
All right, Pete.
Yes.
BLPA. What's that stand for?
Oh, I hate the fucking abbreviations.
Yeah.
These are my weak point. I can't do it. Go on.
All right, we'll come back to you.
I'm gonna say Booby Lickin' Play Association.
See, damn it, that's good.
I'm a cardholder member.
I like it.
What was it?
BLPA.
It's the big lady's pussy air freshener.
Nice. That's...
Tell me more about this air freshener.
It smells like a stinky.
Well, you know,
it smells less.
You know
like
the
stink
with pussy. Now imagine it from a gigantic bitch. You need a car size air freshener
or a convertible.
Is it just like
no.
The pine tree and you hang it around your waist?
No. Literally, what I said. Not like the thing you hang around a rearview mirror. It's a car size air freshener that you can just jam up into your fucking.
It's like a pine tree.
A full on tree.
Right in there, yeah.
I dig it. Dan?
Me?
Oh, yeah.
It's weird that you bring this up in front of them, but it's something that Lou and I text to each other when we're trying to get the podcast going, and it represents, is Brian and Pete ready? And it's like, no, BLPA, Brian's like, it's Pete's ass. No, we're not ready.
The man's got a talent.
Dastardly deeds are happening inside the podcast room. In addition, we're going to need 15-minute air-out time.
Oh, wow.
It's always it's usually followed by OAW, which stands for Open All Windows, in the podcast when you walk in.
No, I just, you got to soak that up.
Yeah.
I
just creak the door open, and if I hear this, I know then we're not ready.
You like that, don't you? You would, you beast.
In the butthole.
BLPA.
Now you combine this shit, you motherfucker.
BLPA.
You feel that in the back of your throat, bitch?
BLPA once again.
All right, Pete.
I hate you, Lou. fuck it. I got nothing. I'm not. I had one. It's not gonna beat that. It's gonna, that's fuck you. Dan,
what
do I invite you on here?
Why is all right.
What are you doing showing up here?
Asshole.
Dan got it. BLPA, Best Loved Poems of America.
Oh, all right.
All right, so Ken starts. The movie Blue in the Face. All right, so now to Ken.
Blue in the Face, one of my favorite pornos.
All right, just to clear the air, we're going to go to that place, right? Mm-hmm. There's well, no my, way we're all not all going porno on that one.
Did you not see the Blue in the Face one that I'm talking about where guy holds his girl's fucking face on his asshole until she turns blue in the face?
Right on the
you
back.
You were going the other way, I know.
On the backhoe?
I was going the dirty way.
I like it.
Blue in the Face.
Yes. Blue in the Face is the tragic story of Skeeter Mosquito from Doug.
his last name was Mosquito?
Wasn't Skeeter Mosquito? Was Skeeter?
I remember that. Skeeter. I don't remember his last name.
Yeah.
Well, you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yes. Yeah, Skeeter.
Yeah. It's his story about the racism he had to face on Doug with all those tan fucking Patty Mayonnaise looking motherfuckers always just like giving him shit about being blue. It's like, what's your deal, blue guy? I don't know. I was born that way.
What's just the blue guy?
It's like the VH1 documentaries.
Skater. Yeah, yeah. He's like much older. He tried his rap career. It didn't work too
well. Yeah, he had the fucking flyboy pants. Didn't work out. Bad skeeter, man.
Those knee patches.
I like it.
Red knee patches.
A little prescription pill fucking addiction.
He's like, fuck the Beats. They're red. I'm all about people.
I don't think they were all red.
Kill it, the Beats.
They weren't all red, right?
Who knows?
That'd be a little racist. Eh?
All right, Dan. Blue in the face.
I don't know.
It's a movie. What's it about?
Shotguns to the face.
Yeah.
Boo.
Oh, you got booed.
I don't know, man. Poorly named biography of Gene Wilder.
That's not an
acronym. How does that work?
It's just fucking, it's a bad name for his autobiography. That's what it is.
You know? You could have went with
he him. Wrote it and he's like blue in the face and they're like, well, what the fuck does that mean? He's just like, never mind.
It's the last 10 seconds of David Carradine's life.
Alright, Pete, you're up.
It's a weird erotic slash fiction of Blue's Clues written by bronies.
Sounds real. Right, I'm giving this point to Brian.
Yeah.
I like his VH1 documentary.
That was good.
The true Skeeter. Answer.
That was a Skeeter noise?
I'm just saying, like, you hear the whole, and then it's like, it's Skeeter from Doug? Like, what?
Oh, all right.
Oh. Was that his noise?
I don't know.
Who wouldn't remember?
He would honk, right?
He would honk.
Honk, honk.
He's like, waka, waka.
Hey, Doug.
Yeah.
All right, so the real
Skeeter
blue
Valentine.
In the face.
Doug.
That was it.
Skeeter Mosquito.
Boom. Skeeter Mosquito.
His name was Mosquito.
Yeah.
All right, so the real blue in the face, Harvey Keitel and Lou Reed star in this movie.
Lou Reed.
The fucking punk rocker? Oh, no, the
guy from Velvet Underground? Yeah.
In a movie that centers around Brooklyn Cigar Shop.
Boring.
Sounds like a piece of
boring.
Shit.
Hashtag boring.
I would actually watch that.
All right, I think
I like Lou Reed.
Boring.
Hashtag unconscious boring.
I think Katz is up for this one.
Let's do it.
In Kansas, in August, it's illegal to ride a mule down Main Street unless...
There's a fucking tornado?
All right. In Kansas, in August, it's illegal to ride a mule down Main Street unless...
You're naked. You gotta be booty-ass naked because it's August.
Fair enough. Pete?
Unless you're wearing a condom.
Sexual stuff, I like
safe
it.
Sex.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Unless you're black.
Whoa.
Fuck, damn it. It's part of war
right.
reparations.
Eventually I'm going to learn that it's the simple answers that make this
game. It's a part of war reparations.
It's a part of war reparations?
Yeah.
What war are you talking about?
Some war.
Yeah.
The war of mule fucks. Yeah.
It was a little bit, a little skirmish.
All right.
What was the proper answer for that?
What was Brian's?
I forgot Brian's.
Oh, no. Unless the mule is wearing a straw hat.
I love that.
It delights me to know that there are people, there are places on
Although
Earth where
you
they use
misled
the
us.
Rules.
Yeah. I didn't mislead shit.
Straw hat, I like it.
Well, I'll give it to Kenny.
I give it to the real answer.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
I respect it.
I give it to M.R. Balderdash.
Mr. Balderdash?
P.B. Balderdash.
All right, Dan, you're the one starting.
All right.
Exophagy. What's that mean?
Exophagy?
Yeah. Or maybe it's exophagy.
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 Those are two different things.
Let me see. I have a
make up your mind.
All right.
Exophagy.
Exophagy?
Yeah.
Ooh. Yo, Lou. It's my mom's nickname. Old esophagy.
Fair enough.
What is exophagy?
Yeah.
I'm going to go with exophagy.
Okay.
It's a weird attraction to male...
It's his mom, Dukes.
...insects with exoskeletons.
It's a nickname for the deepest blowjob queen in the whole world. His mom.
Oh,
fuck.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
Man.
You know, I actually...
The old exophagy.
No.
It's an old carnival ride.
Ken.
Sorry.
You're 100% right. It's his mama. It's... Pete gets it. Anything but lose mama.
All right, so you niggas are like negative points now. No, I'll give this one to Dan since he
My mom listens to this show. That's my boy.
I'm giving it to Dan since he essentially started the idea and you niggas just ran with it.
I actually set that up before the show, if it makes you feel better.
That's kind of true, actually.
All right, so the real answer. Cannibal law that states a cannibal may eat from other tribes but not his own.
A.K.A. Lou's mom. All
right. Pete?
Yeah.
Debbie Adams, what'd he do?
What?
Or she, I don't know.
Debbie Adams?
Debbie or Debbie?
D-E-P-Y.
Debbie Adams?
Debbie Adams was first of the retards. I don't know.
I had that same... Your king.
He was the queen.
Debbie Adams was that fool that fell off the Ferris wheel.
Same Debbie, all right.
I remember at the country fair, dude. Debbie fell off the Ferris wheel.
Debbie Adams was a person that actually suffered from delusions of grandeur, and he tried to stop an actual robbery with, like, a drugstore cowboy kit. So, like, he was like, you stop right there, varmint, and he just got straight shot.
All right. I want to point out, listening to Brian's answers when you listen back to an episode is like, oh, here goes a long story that I don't know what's coming.
Oh, I'm sorry, Lou. I'm sorry, Lou. Who's in the lead?
Whoa.
Dan.
Who's in last?
Whoa.
Pete is in last.
Yo. Right, I'm just, in the middle. Let's go.
You listen to Brian's and you're just like,
man, that's a lot of words.
Yeah, Mike Tyson. I like it. It goes on like this forever.
Oh, my God. It goes on forever like this. What the hell?
All right.
Do you think he was actually thinking that as he was reading it?
Yes. Yeah. That's as he was reading the script.
That was just ad-libbed.
Yeah,
it was ad-libbed. He had a whole different line.
Yeah, it's some eloquent stuff for that.
It was like a two-page joke.
It was a whole, like... Alas, poor Yurik, I knew him well.
Nah, these are loud words.
Nice.
Damn.
You got to be easy on the Mike Tyson jokes because he's still knocking niggas out.
Oh, yeah, you know he is, man.
He's throwing it left and right.
Who's up? Who's up?
All right, Dan.
Back to Mike.
Dan, you're up.
Debbie Adams.
Debbie Adams invented hair gel. His name was Dapper Debbie Adams.
Dapper.
I like Dapper.
First one. Everyone frizzy out of control until Dapper Debbie.
Damn, that's a tough one. I can either give it to Dapper Debbie.
That's a tough one. Dapper Debbie. Is good, but on the other hand, he did start my mom jokes.
He was also a candy baron.
I think
he
Kenny.
He hoarded candy from the children when he
have happened. I think Kenny, you said something good, right?
He looked smooth as hell when he was doing it.
What did Ken say?
What was your answer, Ken?
He's that fool that fell off the Ferris wheel, dude.
Yeah. Fell right off.
I like that one. That's the one.
Fair. Nah, that was a bad answer.
No, it was good.
I liked it.
It was good.
I'm only trying to give mine away. I really like my win on that one.
Let's do it.
All right. Ken, ARG.
ARG. Asses are great.
Nice. Nice.
I like it.
It's another coalition that I'm a card holder.
Truth.
We get together on Tuesdays and just watch booty videos. All
right, so now. Ken might have been looking at the endless...
The gift. Loop yeah. of butt going on.
All right. Brian, ARG.
Ape Repro Group.
So if you take out a loner and ape...
Wait, are they going after your ape?
Yeah.
Or are gorillas showing up?
Gorillas showing up to get back the vig.
No, that's not what you want.
If you fucking...
You don't want that.
If you foreclosed on...
No
like,
natural predators.
Gorillas. Loan for that ape.
They're crazy.
Look at the meaty hands they
right.
got.
Right.
If you're a little late on your fucking payment for your ape, though, an ape might come for your ape.
Two apes.
Damn.
Like three, four apes. It's like, you got a homie in there, bro?
Yikes.
Yeah.
G-Unit. Really?
G-Unit.
All right.
I feel I made Brian's better.
Anyway. What, the one thing he had at the end?
What are we doing?
ARG. What's that stand for?
That's what Charlie Brown yells when he missed that football.
Fuck you, man.
He's like, arg.
That was my answer.
No.
No, my answer was what Garfield yells when he falls off the couch.
That was the answer you wish you could come up with. That was your answer about 2 seconds right. after I said it.
Mine is asshole's really gay.
Wow. Oh, man, I don't know what to do.
I want to say this is like one of the funnier shows I think I've been a part of. It's awesome.
Right, I think I'm giving it to Dan. That's a good one.
What for your after joke?
Give that to Charles Schultz. Oh, to me, man. I don't even know where he came up with that name.
Garfield.
It stands for African Rhino Group.
Oh, sure.
Damn. Yeah. Damn.
All right, so I think Brian's starting this time.
Let's do it.
I know this is going to end up racist. The movie Yin Yang of Mr. God.
Oh, come on. What was it? Oh, one more time.
Yin Yang of Mr. Go.
of Mr. Go.
Yeah.
It was, look, it's me.
He's so racist, he's at a loss.
I'm trying not to do an Asian thing, but, all right, whatever. Let's just go with it. Ying Yang Mr. Gong is the Thursday special.
Mr. Go.
He's the Thursday special at Mr. Gong's place. Comes with orange sauce and Ying Yang. I don't know, like.
Okay.
All right.
What sauce and Ying Yang, baby?
All right, Dan.
That sounds good.
Ying Yang of Mr. Go.
Mr. Go is the illegitimate father of the Ying Yang twins. Skeet Skeet.
Oh, Skeet Skeet, goddamn.
Like when they look a lot like Mr. Go, who used to, deliver stuff to the to the parents' house. You know,
like so Sam the Butcher.
Like, no, that's not your son. That's a Ying Yang Mr. Go.
It's the Ying Yang. It's the Ying Yang.
Mr. Go is a courier.
All right, Pete.
Ying Yang and Mr. Go. That's just Brian and Lou when they get high after the podcast. They just run around making Chinese eyes.
Ying Yang and Mr. Go.
So Pete won't be getting the point.
Won't be.
We edit this, huh?
Ken, this is yours to win.
It's a good thing that I know the answer. It's the North Korean translation to the fucking knockoff movie that they made of Big Trouble in Little China.
Ying Yang and Mr. Go.
That's how it translates in English.
You'll never could beat me, Egg Chen.
All right, I'm giving it to Kenny.
That was a bad one, too. Huh?
The CIA goes after stolen plans to highly advanced weapons system in Hong Kong. All right. This is the last question. In Hartford, Connecticut, it's illegal for your dog to receive.
I mean, anal is obviously like the answer, right? I mean, like, if that's not the answer, that's the answer.
Right. Pete.
What was your answer? Anal?
Anal.
Yeah, anal sex, Pete. That's illegal to give dogs
in
Hartford.
It's very clearly. I was going to say oral for milk bones.
Oral from milk bones?
Like an exchange service?
Exchange for
I'll give you oral for milk bones.
Taking the same answer.
It's bacon. Bacon.
It's illegal for dogs to receive postcards without a P.O. box.
God damn it, Ken. That's good.
It's true.
That's true, man. You're circumventing the whole United States Postal Service by dropping them off in the letter like that. It's fucked up. And shows that you don't care about somebody. You won't buy a stamp. You're just going to drive past their house. It's fucking creepy.
All right, cats.
A tree without a potty. What?
What?
I said a treat without a potty.
Again, what?
What?
A treat without a potty.
No, we heard the words.
No, we heard the words.
It makes perfect sense in dog lingo, you fags.
What?
You don't get
it? Is that like Rover Dangerfield?
A treat without...
No, you got no respect over here.
Is that like a reference?
To training dogs? Yeah, I guess.
Just don't let the fucking point, dude.
Am I going crazy? Like,
all right, Dan's getting it for anal.
Tree with a... Don't say it like that.
All you have to do, all you have to do is just say dog in a sexual act. That was the
yeah,
winner?
Yeah, that's pretty much the key.
I mean, is that like the answer? That's the answer.
Dog
fucking.
So here's the true answer. It's illegal for your dog to receive an education.
I bet you get a bigger fine for giving your dog...
Postcards without postage.
You do an education.
All right, fair enough.
What constitutes an education? I can't teach him shit
about
outside.
That.
You
I
teach
know.
A math.
He gets that bogus degree from PetSmart.
Hey, my dog has that.
Yeah, my dog has got her
it wasn't
BA
what it was, Ken.
In Canine American Studies.
You got the hawking
from the Barker's Academy.
Fucking dogs.
Lose dog.
We didn't land on Plymouth Bark. Plymouth Bark landed on us.
Lou's dog is exactly like him, though. It just, like, runs around and barks when other dogs are doing bad stuff and then looks for a treat.
I thought you were going to say just...
His dog barks like...
Walks
snitch, around. Snitch.
It's literally like Lassie.
Yeah, it's like tattle.
I thought you were going to say
what
is
it?
The walks
Timmy
around
the well? No?
Over there?
He's selling drugs near the well? Let's go get him. Yeah.
What's the right answer?
I would have also accepted walks around for 10 minutes and goes to sleep.
You suck. Oh, man, that's a terrible answer.
That's what my dog does, and that's kind of what I do. No, you guys already got the real answer. It's
well,
an education.
Lou.
That's weird.
Dole out the points here.
All right, so...
Who wins?
At the end of the game, it's actually a tie. Kenny and Dan with 4 points. Brian with 2 points. Stoolie Pete, don't tell that nigga your secrets. 0 points.
So, how about we take a quick break?
Quick break.
Guys, take a quick break. All
right.
We'll be right back.
Game?
Oh, I'm sorry. We only accept trade-ins.
I had it for like 2 hours.
Sorry, that's policy.
Okay. How much should I get?
It's gonna be $12.
12? What? Fine. Whatever.
Thank you.
No, thank you. Because I'm taking this Grand Theft Auto poster with me.
This man promptly escaped from the video game retail to the gaming underground. Today, still wanted by the assholes who tried to burden him with the Call of Juarez for Xbox 360, he survives as a gamer of fortune. So if you have a problem, no one else will tell you the truth about a game. And if you can find him and his team,
we're on iTunes and Podbean,
then maybe you can listen to The Ace Watch.
Hey guys, hope you're enjoying the show so far. We're taking a little break, get some more beers, stretch our legs a little bit. Just want to take a quick moment to thank you all for listening and ask you a big favor. If you can please go rate and review us on iTunes.
Rate and review us on Stitcher.
Don't forget to vote for us on Podcastland because every vote helps.
Yeah, let's get us featured. And don't forget, tell your friends. You think we're funny? Tell some people. Spread the word. Every like we get, every download we get makes us smile, keeps us moving along. So thank you guys, and enjoy the rest of the show.
An ancient evil that feeds on the sick and demented, which once haunted videos that were rented, are back to turn the blood to ice of all of those who own a personal digital device. On VHS, DVD, and Blu-ray too, in your pants it may make you do a crew. Therefore celebrate and rejoice, Peppers and Lamont, as they tell tales of films you should and should not want. The Totally Insane Tape Show is something you should not fear. Listen to it with some food snacks and a beer. To find it, go to iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and TuneIn Radio. No excuses to these sites. You must go. And to find out whence the evil comes from, go online and look at totallyinsanetapeshow.com.
All right, so those are our friends over there, Totally Insane Tape Show.
Facebook.com/Totally Insane Tape Show.
I love tits, man.
There you go.
Yeah, that's great.
What are those guys all about?
They talk about movies, a lot of horror, but a lot of other shit too, but they're actually really funny during the discussions. All right, so check out our friends, Totally Insane Tape Show, Facebook, Twitter, wherever podcasts are heard.
All the places you hear us, yep. Hear them.
And while you're at it, listen to the return of A Squad.
Yeah.
Starring a man.
Right.
Starring this dick face.
This guy, Rise Like Phoenix. Uh-huh. Also, you might recognize two voices, Max Barracuda and Giant Shot. They are Pete and Brian.
That's right.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
All right, so I think we're up to Stupio this one, right? Stupid people. I love Lou can edit now.
It's yeah, that's cool.
All right, well, let's kick this off with a San Diego woman who was on a quest to find a perfect donut at the expense of her child.
Krispy Kreme. Game over.
Yeah.
No, this was a Dunkin' Donuts lady.
She's okay. Wrong, yeah.
She's already in the wrong, yeah.
She went to a Dunkin' Donuts with her kid, found out that her favorite donut was out of stock.
Did someone just rip a violent fart?
Did I hear that noise?
What's that? Yeah. Oh, right. That sounded like a bloody fart, too.
I thought.
Right? That was a fart. You were in trouble.
I thought that we needed medical attention.
Yeah, Pete needs to see a doctor.
We're going
to
be professional.
If there's a doctor, please report.
Can you hear this on mic?
Yeah, most definitely. Most definitely. Too much of that action in the butt.
That was a tube.
I thought the fan of the author was coughing into one of those organs. Like,
long story short, she got the donut, forgot her kid. Weigh in.
For real?
Go.
Yeah. So this lady went to Dunkin' Donuts, tried to get an assortment, but they didn't have like glazed.
She was looking for like a ball.
Did she have to go through a lot of dough?
Boo.
But basically, she went to get the donut.
Quite reasonable.
She went to get the donut she couldn't at Dunkin' Donuts at another location and forgot her baby at the store.
Wait, her baby. I'm sorry, I'm missing this. She went to a Dunkin' Donuts, looked for a specific donut, found out they didn't have that.
Yeah. Yes. You don't have Boston Cream?
It wasn't a cruller.
No, fuck.
It wasn't a cruller. That's always the last one left.
Yeah. She doesn't have a backup donut.
You don't have bear claws.
Everybody's got a backup donut.
She needed.
Or two even.
Right.
Yeah, she needed this specific donut.
I know Ken likes that jelly field.
I was in such a hurry that she left the baby.
She left the baby behind.
Yeah.
Wow. How old?
It just says baby.
It does pretty not young. Say. It says baby.
Maybe
you're right.
She's not used to having 17. A baby.
I mean,
yeah. Yeah. It was a 24-year-old child.
It's an older child.
What's the next one?
All right. Avocados.
Love them.
Delicious treat.
Yeah.
My man.
Are they a delicious treat?
They are.
Or?
No.
Drug smuggling assistant.
They're a delicious treat.
Drug smuggling.
Column A, please.
If you can smuggle drugs in them, too, that's just an added value.
Yeah, man. Can't they be both?
Cook County Sheriff's Office
mutually
intercepted what seemed to be a suspicious shipment of more than 1,000 boxes
of
guacamole.
What makes a box of guacamole fucking suspicious? I want to know.
Oh, the fact that they were packed with weed.
How'd they know?
What's suspicious about that?
The fact that it was packed with weed.
The packages...
Did the packaging give them away somehow?
Yeah,
or
bring up the picture of it. It basically looks like a brick of weed.
Oh, they wrapped them up like a brick of weed.
With the word avocado on it.
Yeah. That was found in the guacamole.
Yeah.
Big old packet.
Why were they searching the guacamole, though? What was suspicious about the guacamole?
They were eating it. It was delicious.
It was in brick form.
The fact that you don't want it. You don't want guac in brick form.
They uncovered it chip by chip.
First of all, I don't question. In a pinch.
Where the salsa? Is this weed?
In a pinch, when you're just watching TV and just you're a little bit higher drunk and you just grab a brick of guacamole, you don't question where that came from, right?
All right,
just open it up and start dipping.
Right.
Yo, son, you got that guacamole? I only got that brick form.
I got the brick.
I only got that brick form.
Of guac.
So, one of the amazing things about this is just the total of weed that was secured.
Yes, it's a massive amount.
What are we talking? It shocks me.
It's an estimated street value.
No, pounds. Let's go pounds.
I don't have the pounds. Oh, I do. 2,100 pounds.
Not that much.
What's the estimated street value?
Estimated street value, $10 million.
Damn, guacamole.
2,100 pounds?
That must have been some good weed.
Yeah, you ever been in?
They say the investigation into the origins and destination is ongoing, but that seems like a bunch of weed.
That's 10 million?
I think guac might cost just as much. Though you ever been?
Nah, if you go to Trader Joe's, it's expensive.
You saying these guys should give up the pot and just?
No. Yeah, dude.
Just grow avocados.
Yeah,
just avocado.
You ever try and add a little guac at Chipotle? It's a lot of.
It actually is a game changer, like $3 extra.
Yeah, hell yeah, it is.
It's like, you want guac?
They pound it on too, man.
Yeah. What's up? Totally.
That's like $2.50 extra at a Chipotle.
It makes your burrito cold at that point. You know, you get that hot meat, and then you got like a pound.
But you know what? I don't eat the guac not ice cold. I gotta eat ice cold.
Yeah.
You can't eat guac.
I don't like it on the burrito.
Not room temperature. No. Not hot.
No.
Ice cold guac.
Definitely not. That's gross.
What's cooler than being cool? Ice cold.
Guac.
Guacamole. All right, what's next?
Next up, we got an elderly man in Ohio who is having problems with his neighbors in the fact that for the past year, his house is being egged several times a week, and he can't quite figure out who's doing it.
Just arrest the teenagers who keep buying eggs.
Well, that's pretty much the thing. He's been attacked several times over the past year after dark. 10 minutes each attack, and normally after 2 a.m. But they still cannot figure out who's up against them.
Here's the thing about it that he hasn't mentioned yet. The eggs are coming from some place 2 to 3 blocks away.
No, stop it.
It's true. Yes. The eggshells reportedly led officers to an Amish farm where the trail went cold. So they have it narrowed down.
They need to send Harrison Ford into
I don't know if the Amish are involved unless they have a giant slingshot.
You can always tell if the Amish are involved because there'll be horse droppings around.
Yeah, clip clops.
They insulted our quilts, English.
You know what? Like, this is off topic, but that show, Amish Mafia, I'm like, are they just using sticks?
You can't break into Amish Mafia. They're not allowed to use recording devices.
What makes them
turn somebody
particularly dangerous?
Can't use a wire.
What makes them dangerous?
Can't tap their phones.
You got a little short guy hand behind.
How hot-headed do you think they are? Because like the cops can use all these things and they can't. So they don't want to disrespect their god and be like, "You wearing a wire?" Because that's just not supposed to exist. It's like.
Bro, they don't go to the police.
Yeah. Check Amazea for things. Like, just stay a wire. Just stay a wire.
First of all, I mean, I haven't seen much of this show. Do these guys use guns?
I don't think so.
I don't think they're allowed to.
Right.
They just point their fingers and go pew, 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 pew.
Right, so
the guy that brings a gun in there is obviously the mafia leader.
Can you imagine an Amish guy just has a gun and they're like, "You're not supposed to have it." And he's like, "I'm not supposed to do a lot of things. Ow. Give me your money." that Barnes mine too.
But yeah, why don't you call the cops?
What a stupid fucking premise. What are they going to steal? Fucking churned butter?
What if they just took things from like people around them?
You know what I don't? What are they going to do with it? Like, yeah. They steal a big TV.
Sell it sitting back like to them? Smog in a fat stack, bro.
A fat stack of what?
Smog. Gold.
Hay?
It's gold.
All they have out there is fucking hay and potatoes.
It's America, Lou.
All right, we got some dumb burglars. Those are always good.
Yeah.
Oh, like Marvin Harry, though?
These are gross. All right, so these guys, these teenage burglars, broke into a family home and decided to rob the place. And thought they made out with a handful of drugs, which turned out to be the ashes of a dead grandfather.
Pretty gross.
What, did they fucking rub them in their gums?
Why did they think that they...
Well, they snorted them. So
but why did they think it was... Do they keep the ashes in little baggies?
They found a box of white powder and decided to taste it and eventually snort it. And guess what it was?
Ashes.
Human remains, yeah.
Human remains.
I don't have
pure 100% Colombian cocaine.
Colombian grandfather.
I wonder
some
if they got
fine
high.
China. They were high as kites.
I wonder if they got high, though.
I am actually curious about
maybe
that.
Maybe if Grandpa was a stoner during life.
Right? I don't know. And it was his hair, maybe?
Why give me that look?
You seem like, of all of us, the most likely to do such a thing.
Or to not.
You still have some grandfather in your mustache.
He's saying you're Belushi-esque.
Like, I feel like I'd eat human remains before I'd snort them, Lou. Like,
that's even worse.
In your eyes.
I would rather snort human remains than eat them.
No way.
Not a fan of it.
You get the power, you get the power of the man.
You'd rather eat them?
When you eat a man, you get the power of him.
It's like when you eat the heart of an animal that you kill.
Yeah.
You gain their power.
Exactly.
This still beating heart.
They're still beating. Like, you eat a shark heart, you get the power of a shark.
If you were to kill a guy and eat him, you'd have the strength of two men.
So what if you snort...
If that's a thing, I would eat him.
What if you snort the bones of a 90-year-old man who couldn't do much?
Yeah.
You get that power.
Yeah, a little bit.
I don't want
I suddenly want to watch Wheel of Fortune.
It's whether you want a high or a power.
He's like...
All right.
He's like, give me a vowel, say Jack.
Is there anything else?
Is there final story.
Let's do it.
All right. Be careful when you go out on a date with a online romance. This poor woman from New Jersey went out with a guy named Gennaro Aldana.
It's like Mr. Generic.
And who went by the name The Gooch. And guess what he did?
Oh, it's a Gooch.
Raped her.
They went out on a date. They went back to her place. He stole all her jewelry and then her car.
The gooch. At least she avoided that impending rape. We all thought that was going to happen.
Yeah, we all thought that was going to happen.
No, the gooch is a wise guy, though. He just ripped her off. Took all her jewelry.
Was it like a give me all your jewelry thing, or was it like that Disney Robin Hood joint where he's like sucking off the rings off her fingers?
I'm pretty sure it was the latter.
Dressed as like the washer woman.
You got to remember, he's an old school wise guy, so he banged the fucking hair off this broad's head.
You want to know how they caught him?
Yeah.
Because her license plate, red Jersey girl. So all they had to do was find the guy driving around with the license plate, Jersey girl.
Yeah.
How'd you get that license plate? The Gooch.
Right.
Caught. Done.
Yeah, Mr. Gooch.
Mr. Gooch. Is that your father's name?
Please. Mr. Gooch is my father. It's just the Gooch.
The Gooch is a body part. I won't tell you which one.
It's the taint, right? I imagine that, like, he at least reciprocated a little bit, and it involved the taint.
He has an elongated taint.
That was his whole thing. Right. That's how he seduced her. He just licked the area between her cooch and butthole.
He's like, lady, my
taint. In the butthole.
My taint is 3 times the length of a normal man's.
That is unusual.
He's a big old taint farm over here.
Ken the taint.
Not mine.
I think we need a new picture in the studio.
Yeah, we need to make a new poster.
It's like, what? Dang
it.
I'm going to burn your house down. What?
I didn't even say that.
Don't worry, dude. I'll see what you do.
That was Berg. That was Berg.
All right, so let's do our plugs.
Anybody have anything to add before we close this out?
No.
I want to go ahead and plug the A Squad podcast.
Yeah.
Dan, go ahead, please.
It's excellent, and you should all listen to it. And it's on. Check out A Squad on Facebook and Twitter. Haven't really been hitting the Twitter up much. Been hot fire on the Facebook. It's pretty good.
Hot fire. It's a good show. We have fun.
Podbean and iTunes.
Listen to Tits. Right, Lou?
Totally Insane Tape Show. Good friends over there. Funny podcast. You know, one thing, I'm actually glad that every podcast that we've promoted, I've actually liked.
And they're all good. They're all fun.
And I haven't had
keep your integrity.
I haven't had to delve into like, oh, listen to this piece of shit. You know?
commercial was intriguing. Nah,
it was different.
I can honestly say I've listened to every one of them.
Yeah.
They're all fun. They're all good. And they all remind me of this show. Yeah. So check them out.
Mm-hmm.
Like them. Leave a comment. Do the whole thing. Do the same for us.
Yeah.
And find us on Twitter, at PIB Comics. Like us on Facebook. Check us out on Podbean. Check us out on iTunes, podcastnation.net. Fucking YouTube is the place to find us lately. That's some good shit.
If you want a close-up look at Famous Dave's 3-beer blackout.
Oh.
Or maybe the best. In the future, sometime, you might see Ken the Diddler.
Oh, shit.
What are we missing? We're missing Tumblr. We got the Tumblr going.
Tumblr.
You guys got a Tumblr?
Yeah.
We have Instagram.
Instagram.
I don't have a Tumblr.
On the old Instagram. Yep. Check us out there. Lou, am I missing anything, bud?
And basically just send us a message. We'll give you a shout out on the show.
And like us and rate us. Give us a rating.
All right.
We're going to do a hashtag. It's for the name of the show. Pizza has picked the winner. And that's how we end now.
So in order to name the episode, we're going to hashtag it. So take everything you heard tonight, boil it down to one minor hashtag.
I got it. All right.
Let's name this episode.
This is not even going to be a second one. Don't even worry about it. I already got it named.
All right, Ken.
Hashtag shockingly mean.
Shockingly mean.
Yeah.
I like it.
Hashtag Pete's silent freakout.
Pete's silent freakout. Okay.
Definitely not getting picked.
Mine was going to be hashtag in the butthole.
Yeah.
That's not a bad one.
Yeah. Can I add hashtag Pete's silent freakout in the butthole?
You want
that's not mine.
Right.
You want to piece them together? That's fine.
Pete's. Lou? I was going to say in the butthole, but shit, I don't know now.
You got to spell butthole with like 4 O's.
Oh, man. I don't know. I forgot exactly what happened today.
Me too, man.
Yeah. This is a clusterfuck episode.
What, do you guys been smoking weed or something?
I don't know. Kenny's enormous taint.
Damn, disrespecting Ken again.
No, he's the one who said he had it. He said his taint was three times the size of a normal man.
Like the Grinch.
And his
he's taint, all hips.
Not Lou, it's all
and
right.
That day, his Dan, taint grew three times the size.
I've been known as a forgiving man my whole life. So don't worry
about it. Dan, I think it's up to you.
I'd say hashtag Ken hates Lou, Pete hates Dan, and Brian loves everyone.
That should really be the name of the
episode. Okay, to be fair, I like that one the best. If you can remember that shit.
Yeah.
It's going to be on the recording there, kid. You could edit my snippiness out.
Yeah.
There you go. All right. That's the episode name for me. Anybody, any disagreements?
No.
No, we're good.
We're good?
All right, so kill it, Speed.
So for myself and Brian and Lou and Dan and Ken, close the door behind you.
Never be shit. You'll dig your own ditch. Thor is a curse from the start.